Okay, today I want to talk about an issue that comes up in a lot of shuls, particularly mine, and that is the chiyuv of nashim and ketanim in tkiyas shofar. The reason I'm talking about this is because last night I was talking to my wife about how different women handle having their children in shul and the children making noise upstairs and running in and out for tkiyas shofar. And she said the biggest problem that the women have is that everyone wants to be there for mea kolos. And if you can be there for 100 kolos, the kids can't sit there the entire time for 100 kolos, so the kids are going to be running upstairs, and they want to bring their kids in for every time that they hear the kolos, so they can't just go home, because you got to hear 100 kolos. How could you not hear? We all learned when we were young that Kenegimah de Sisra, you need to hear 100 kolos. So I just want to go through what exactly women and ketanim, and even men, to some extent, really have to hear in Tekiah Shofar. One of the greatest lies that rabbis get away with every year is that we announce before Tekiah Shofar that it is absolutely forbidden to speak from the moment the brachas of Tekiah Shofar is made until after the last of the 100 kolos. That's not really true. A person is yotzei the mitzvah of shofar midaraisa and midrabanan with 30 kolos. Yotzei the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Elamai, l'chadchila, you shouldn't speak because you still want that bracha to be mitzarif to all mea kolos, certainly the ones that are al seder malchi zechron shofros. So certainly as a din l'chadchila, you shouldn't speak. But it's not like it's less of a requirement not to speak, between then and the 100 kolos than, let's say, not to speak during chazar sashatz, which is a din that's in Shulchan Aruch that applies throughout the year, all year round, right? So this is it's people make sometimes a little more out of the 100 kolos, and it really is. Now, for women, the Shulchan Aruch passing Sim Tavkov Peitas Siv Gimel, Isha Petura Mishum Davi Mitzvei Shazman Grama. Right, very clearly, a woman is pater from Tekiah Shofar because it's a Mitzvei Shazman Grama, and women are paturos from all Mitzvei Shazman Grama unless there's a special limud to tell us that they're chayavos, like you have by Achilas Matzah, and you have by certain mitzvahs where they're chayavos. You have by Kiddush and Shabbos, but most of the time, women are pater from Mitzvei Shazman Grama. The Maharil writes, Noshim paturos Mitzvei Shazman Grama, Ach Shemachnisin Es Atzman L'chiyuv. They're machnis themselves to the chiyuv, meaning there is a very, very long-standing mitzvah hug that women are makbid to hear shofar, and he writes a whole va nashim ichnisu atzasvam b'chivat kia nachon adavrim yicholin b'shum tzad sheyanichu hatinokos b'bayis kedei shelo yafsiku mishma kol shofar. Maril says since they're machnis themselves into the chiyuv, the appropriate thing to do is not to bring the children, because if you bring the young children, we're talking about young children now who are not yet at the age of chinuch, you can bring young children to hear the shofar. They're going to be disruptive to the women's ability to hear the shofar herself, and the woman is trying to be mekayim this mitzvah of tekiah shofar. Now, if a woman is trying to handle all of her children in shul and she doesn't hear the tekiahs properly, she certainly doesn't have to go hear it again if she's not sure if she heard all the tekiahs properly, because meyikra din, women are paturos. Now, it's interesting, the Magen Avraham in Sim Tavkuf Peites at the very beginning quotes the Maharil, and he writes, "Bemaharil kore tagar al amavim ketanim lebeis haknesses shemavalbulim das hashomim," that the Maharil was not happy about the idea that people would bring ketanim to shul during tekiah shofar because no one's going to be able to hear. So he says, "What should you do? Ach she'anashim yichru osam etzlam dehim paturim." Like, keep the ketanim in the Yezus Nashim, because the women are pater anyway, so if they don't hear, it's not such a big deal. That's what the Magen Avraham says. He's assuming in Yezus Nashim, where if ketanim make noise in the Yezus Nashim, it's not going to make any noise in the men's section. No one's going to hear anything in the men's section. We generally, the layout of... my guess is most of the shuls that we daven at is not so that if ketanim are making a lot of noise in the women's section, that it would be heard in the men's section as well. And that line of the Magen Avraham, the Shem the Maharil, is quoted by all of the later poskim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Matar Ephraim, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishnah Berurah, all the poskim tell us that you have to be careful not to bring a child who's going to be disruptive during tekiah shofar. What if you have a child there and they are disruptive during tekiah shofar? So it's very clear what the halacha is: bring the child out. You're then going to miss the mitzvah of tekiah shofar. You'll catch 30 kolos later. You'll catch 30 kolos at the end of davening. You can't disrupt everybody else. What's the halacha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? In the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you have a young child there, and the child is making noise. I just saw Rav Aviner has rules for shul. So one of his rules for shul is that if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and your child is making noise, you may bring your child out even in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. And then he corrects it. He says, you should bring, you must bring your child out even if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, because he's disruptive to everybody else. Now, even though women are noeg to be shomea kol shofar, to listen to the shofar Rosh Hashanah, they are allowed to eat prior to tkiya shofar. There is a general halacha that one is not supposed to eat prior to the performance of any mitzvah. That's why we don't eat before davening. Whenever we have a mitzvah that's noeg, we discussed already last week, eating before tkiya shofar. So leaving aside the fact that everyone's makel on this din of eating before shofar anyway, for whatever reason, that all the yeshivas have kiddushim or whatever before tkiya shofar anyway, but it would seem that women would not be included in this prohibition of eating before tkiya shofar, because again, they're not chayavos in the mitzvah, and therefore it would not be a problem. The Darkei Moshe quotes from the Maril that ein l'tkol inashim adachar shetaka b'tzibur v'lo kodim l'chein, that you blow separately at the shef, separate tekiyos for women after davening, not before davening. But if she's unable to wait, so then you could blow for her early as well, before you blow for everybody else. The implication of that is that of that line is that the woman's not going to be eating until, because what's so difficult for her to wait? Maybe she could wait. The problem is she's not going to be eating. That line implies that that you need to blow for her in order for her to be able to eat. But nevertheless, and that Maril is quoted by the Matan Efraim in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Tes if you'd base. Nevertheless, Chayodim writes v'meisha tzricha lechel b'shachar tochal kodem atkios kibulav achimidina p'turos. And I think that's where we would normally assume that since women anyway are pater, and even though they're makabelit as a chiv on them, nevertheless makom tsar or choli or any sort of difficulty, that they were not makabel. They're makabel to your shofar. They weren't makabelit as a chiv to not eat before shofar. So women Ora is not included in this din of not eating before shofar. Now, what about a katan? So what age does one have to be careful to make sure that a katan hears shofar? So a katan sheigia l'chinuch, the father has to bring him to shul to be mechanichim in the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. So what's the definition of yigia l'chinuch when it comes to tkiya shofar? So in general, what's yigia l'chinuch on anything? Yigia l'chinuch is when the child is able to do that mitzvah in the best possible way. He's able to do the mitzvah properly, 100% properly. Katan, when is he chayv in lulav? The Gemara says, katan yodeil inanea is chayv in lulav. A katan is chayv in tefillin, a katan yodeil lishmar tefillav. Not just that he could do the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, but he could do it properly without messing up his tefillin, without putting them in places where they don't belong, without being shomer his guf while he's wearing tefillin. He could do it properly when he's able to do the mitzvah properly. So what's the mitzvah of shofar to do it properly? We have a minhag of 100 kolos. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah, shloshim kolos, the mitzvahs that we hear, 30 kolos, midaraisa, midarabanan, yotzeh l'chaladeos, with the 30 kolos. So pashtus is, a child is at the age of chinuch, when he's able to sit through 30 kolos al haseder, and listen to all 30 kolos. Katan yodeh, when's a katan chayv in tzitzis? When he's yodeh l'satev, he's chayv in tzitzis. When's a katan chayv in matzah? When he's yodeh lechol pas, so he's chayv in matzah. So it seems very clear that would be, the same thing would be over here. In Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Sefer, or the Sefer the Kovitz Halachos, he quotes that Rav Shmuel holds that by mitzvah tkiya shofar, the gedder of higia l'chinuch is kishiyodeh lasos maisa hamitzvah. That when he knows how to do the maisa mitzvah, what's the maisa mitzvah? It's not to blow the shofar. The maisa is l'shma kol shofar. So that as soon as he's at that stage, he can do the mitzvah of shofar. He then points out, what about little girls? So he says, "V'amr Mori v'Rabbi Shliter." Shmuel Kamenetsky writes, "She'ein din chinuch banos ketanos b'mitzvah tzkiya shofar ki gam kishiyigdulu einin mechuyavos." That there's no din of chinuch for little girls in shofar, because even when they get older, they're not going to be chayiv. Afilu la'sovrim d'nashim kibul alayim chova. Even if you hold, but what do you mean? Women are mekabelit as a chiyuv, so aren't they going to be chayiv? No, that's only mishum sheikh nisu atzman lekach. You don't find a din in chinuch for someone shemach nisu atzman lekach, for the fact that someone is going to is going to be machnas himself into their chiyuv when they're old, into the chiyuv when they're older, if they're not a bar chiyuva in that mitzvah. So there's no din of chinuch for katanos. There is din of chinuch for katanim, but only when they're able to sit through the shofar. What if they could sit through 30 kolos, they can't sit through the rest of the davening? So you walk them home, or you send them home, or whatever, and you make sure that they're not in there for the rest of davening if they can't sit through the rest of the davening. So that's a basic halachos, halacha lemaisa, in terms of nashim and katanim for tkiyah shofar.